Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений AG соответствуют содержанию текста 1. True. Какие не соответствуют 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Bella. Long time no see. How are you?
Oh, hi, Jim. I'm fine, thank you. And you?
I'm fine too, thanks. I see you're reading a book. What is it about? Can I have a look?
Of course. It's a non-fiction book about ghost towns. I don't like fiction, you know.
Ghost towns? That sounds interesting. What is a ghost town?
Basically, a ghost town is a town where no one lives anymore. All ghost towns were once abandoned for one reason or another.
Does the book tell its readers about those reasons?
Of course. Let's take the Italian town of Krakow. In the past, it was an important place. It had a castle, a church, a market, and even a university. However, it was hit by an epidemic of plague in the 17th century. It killed many people. After the epidemic, another tragedy happened. There was a terrible earthquake.
How horrible.
Yes, it was horrible indeed. The locals decided that the town was a bad place to live. Most of the inhabitants of the town went to North America in search of a better life.
This is a very interesting story. Are there any tours to these ghost towns? Can tourists see them?
Some of ghost towns are shown to tourists because they usually enjoy visiting such places. You can visit Krakow, the town I've just told you about. However, some of these places lie in ruins.
It must be dangerous to visit them, then.
They can be, I'm sure. For example, Kolmanskop in Namibia used to be a lively mining town. There were diamond mines there. When there were no diamonds left, people left that place. Now, only one or two old buildings are still standing, but sand dunes cover most of the town.
I don't think tourists would like to see such a place.
Well, Jim, I agree with you here. The town is deserted. Only birds, hyenas, and snakes live there now.
I say, Bella, would you like to see one of those ghost towns?
Why not? You know I'm fond of photography. I think I can take a lot of wonderful photos in such places.
You can make a list of the most interesting ghost towns described in the book. When you go to one of the countries where some of them are located, you can visit them.
It's a very good idea, Jim. I'll certainly do it.
Can you lend me the book after you've finished reading it?
Sure. I'll give you a call when I'm through with it.
Thank you very much, Bella.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hi, Bella. Long time no see. How are you?
Oh, hi, Jim. I'm fine, thank you. And you?
I'm fine too, thanks. I see you're reading a book. What is it about? Can I have a look?
Of course. It's a non-fiction book about ghost towns. I don't like fiction, you know.
Ghost towns? That sounds interesting. What is a ghost town?
Basically, a ghost town is a town where no one lives anymore. All ghost towns were once abandoned for one reason or another.
Does the book tell its readers about those reasons?
Of course. Let's take the Italian town of Krakow. In the past, it was an important place. It had a castle, a church, a market, and even a university. However, it was hit by an epidemic of plague in the 17th century. It killed many people. After the epidemic, another tragedy happened. There was a terrible earthquake.
How horrible.
Yes, it was horrible indeed. The locals decided that the town was a bad place to live. Most of the inhabitants of the town went to North America in search of a better life.
This is a very interesting story. Are there any tours to these ghost towns? Can tourists see them?
Some of ghost towns are shown to tourists because they usually enjoy visiting such places. You can visit Krakow, the town I've just told you about. However, some of these places lie in ruins.
It must be dangerous to visit them, then.
They can be, I'm sure. For example, Kolmenskop in Namibia used to be a lively mining town. There were diamond mines there. When there were no diamonds left, people left that place. Now, only one or two old buildings are still standing, but sand dunes cover most of the town.
I don't think tourists would like to see such a place.
Well, Jim, I agree with you here. The town is deserted. Only birds, hyenas, and snakes live there now.
I say, Bella, would you like to see one of those ghost towns?
Why not? You know I'm fond of photography. I think I can take a lot of wonderful photos in such places.
You can make a list of the most interesting ghost towns described in the book. When you go to one of the countries where some of them are located, you can visit them.
It's a very good idea, Jim. I'll certainly do it.
Can you lend me the book after you've finished reading it?
Sure. I'll give you a call when I'm through with it.
Thank you very much, Bella.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.